Hello everybody, I'm Alfred, and I would like to talk about, Candace Owens being locked out of Facebook and Instagram. Now, this is something that a lot of conservatives have been experiencing on multiple occasions. No social media platform censors like Facebook, and of course, Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, they also own Instagram. A lot of other platforms shadow ban you. Twitter, blocks and censors conservatives. That is not news, and a lot of people are not even on Twitter, and TikTok has the kind of content that it chooses to promote. There's a certain kind of content that TikTok as a platform promotes. If you post any other kind of content that goes against their policy of short skits, and dancing, and all these kinds of crazy stuff, primarily virtue signaling, if you post content that goes against that, you will not have your post promoted as much. The engine that really helps TikTok, and why a lot of people grow faster on TikTok, is that on other platforms, to grow on such platforms, you need to promote it, you need to spend your own money. But with a site like TikTok, they have review boards, behind the scenes that select certain kind of content that they deemed good, and then in the system itself, they push it forward themselves, and it is not a matter of recommended, this recommended, it just shows you when you swipe up, it just shows you, it's showing you videos from people you haven't even subscribed to yet. So by pushing forth content like that, especially based on, what is trending, so they push it out to so many people. So that's why it's easier for people to actually increase the number of followers they have on TikTok, as long as they post their traditional content. But you see, sites like Facebook and Instagram, this obsession with not just ripping people off, because if you have 1 million followers on Facebook, for example, they still want you to pay for this, to show people the who are following you your posts, which is crazy. They are subscribed to you. Facebook will only show like less than 2% of the people that subscribe to you your posts, which is sad. A lot of people have to go out of their way consciously for them to search for if you have posted something and then see it. That in itself should have some repercussions. Facebook should not be able to get away with that. And also, this obsession with censorship that Facebook has, censorship of certain ideologies, censorship of conservative content or Christian content, it's crazy. And it goes unchecked. Now, there are a lot of people, for example, let's say you hate Candace Owens or you hate conservatives, or your belief system is not in line with that. You are okay with that. Yeah, you seem to be okay with that. What happens when the Facebook starts going against your current beliefs? Starts censoring people from saying what you believe or what you stand for. Because this is how authoritarianism starts. It normally starts with breaking people, dividing people into different groups so that they will fight each other, and then attacking individual groups. That is how to win a war against, a large mass of people that is more, than the person who is actually on the attack or trying to wage war against them, So it's nice that, I understand that Candace Owens' husband works for the alternative parlor. But Parler has been banned on the app stores. There's talk of it's coming back, it's not coming back. But when I look, I don't see Parler. You have to go to the website. This is very interesting, because when all the companies are working together, to push forth an agenda, Parler has been created. But even though Parler has been created, it's like, who are they going to host it with? They had problem with Amazon. So it's like you have to own companies on every level of the chain. You have to, it will get to the point where you have to own the internet service provider. But let us look at this as something very important. This is a business opportunity that has presented itself. A lot of people may not see it as that. But when you have this opportunity to create companies in every aspect of the market, in every service, a lot of businesses, let us say, like, for example, you make shock boards for schools. Yeah, shock board manufacturer. Your business is based or linked to those who are manufacturing shocks. And both of your businesses is also linked to the number of new schools or the turnover and the change rates of boards within existing schools. So you can see how all these businesses link together. So when people behind the scenes form cartels of different chains and they have one goal, like, oh, we are all going to promote LGBT, or oh, we are all going to promote conservatives, or oh, we are all going to promote the vax. When you have this kind of things, it becomes a problem for people who have businesses within different only factions, you know, who are just on their own, or they are doing something, but, you know, it's like your business is dependent on something else, on other people's businesses. You know, if you're an architect, you are dependent, you know, on, you know, the real estate markets. You know, you are dependent on real estate investors. You are dependent, whether you like it or not, on banks that provide mortgages. Because if banks are not providing mortgages, you know, it decreases the number of investors in the real estate markets and the strategies for that. It also affects, you know, people building new houses and needing the architects. So you can see how all these things are linked. So in the same way, we have an issue where, okay, yes, you have built your website and you have built an app, but you now need to be on people's phone. You now have to be on the App Store. When Apple and Google, who are the main service operating systems, refuse you, what do you do? You know, you have to have your own OS. And okay, if you have your own OS, you have to have your own phone. Because let us say that, let us look at Android. For when it comes to Android, there are so many different companies that are manufacturing phones that run on the Android. There is Samsung, there is Tecno, there is LG, there is Itel, all kinds of, you know, Infinix, this and that. So you also have to have that phone. You also will eventually have to have your own, you know, you have to have your own web service provider or hosting service. You know, what about the URL name? So it's like, where does this end? But we must get people conscious of this and invest down the line. Let people get into it. Because now we are now living in a world where companies are now arms of ideologies. Companies are now representative of ideologies and movements. And companies are even professional careers that require certifications. They are now used as arms for movements. Just like, look at the vax. A lot of doctors, if they speak out against the vax, it shortens their medical license. Even though what they are saying is the truth, even though they will bring out, hey, look, I have treated so and so thousand patients with this and it works. Because somebody has so much money, you know, some organizations have so much money, and they have put out, you know, a system where it's like, if you say that kind of thing, your medical license could be, you know, threatened, you know. And this is a problem, because now science is now based on not science anymore. It's based on what some people say. What science so-called says or doesn't say can now be bought and sold. And it's now the constant ownership of some people. It is no longer based on reality or facts, you know. So we have to understand this opportunity, and we have to invest in it. And, you know, one thing I'm doing with Alfred and Friends is that Alfred and Friends and, you know, with the Alfred's Investors Club is open for this. So we are going to need people who are knowledgeable in different industries, you know, to basically come in. People who are knowledgeable in banking, people who are knowledgeable in every single thing. You know, we need to restructure. If you currently work for a company, you need to, on the side, we'll have a place for you so that you can have a part of our system of creating an entire new system, an entire new global empire, and an entire new financial system and economic system of this world that will be based around conservatism. It will be a series of companies that are independent and do not need on any of the supply chains or any of the chains of production or creating of services or products and getting it to the end user. Up to, you know, not just that, is not just websites, and also owning the URLs, even if it means owning our own version of the internet and reconnecting the world with our own fiber optic cables or even using satellites and putting satellites in space, you know, having all kinds of things, so that we become a force to be reckoned with and a force that does not need them. And since they started this business of using companies and industry for agendas and for political aims and for pushing forth ideologies, we will stick to the ideology of Christ. We will stick to the ideology of the gospel. And we will use our own network of all these companies in every single thing. It doesn't matter from whether it is a company that takes out trash, you know, to banks. It doesn't matter. We will have to replace the current system of businesses, because this system is based on slavery to current ideologies that certain global elites want to push. And since all these companies are interdependent on one another, a lot of them don't want to break free, but we can create our own that will have our ideology, something that we believe in, something that we stand for. We are not going to allow this slavery to continue. You see, it is up to us to do something now before it is too late. That being said, make sure you check out Alfred with VIP for Man. Also, to check out details on how you can get involved with the Alfred's Investors Club. Thank you and God bless you.